almost 10% more than this time last year. Fewer are dying, but flu-related hospital visits are up almost 25%. In Kentucky, teachers sanitized classrooms. Schools in Jefferson County went to remote learning, and schools in Bullitt County, a half hour south of Louisville, have been closed since Wednesday to try to stop the spread.
CBS's Alexander Tin reports on a new link between the Trump administration and a CDC scientific publication.
Multiple health officials tell CBS News that the Trump administration is now wielding unprecedented influence over the CDC's once independent Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, the main journal that agency scientists use to release public health research. Studies about bird flu have been stalled for weeks, and Trump officials ordered the CDC to instead publish research about the health risks of wildfires.
The National Transportation Safety Board launches a team to investigate the crash of a commuter plane approximately 34 miles southeast of Nome, Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy posts on social media that he and his wife Rose are heartbroken by the loss of the 10 people on the Bering Air flight. 19 Democratic attorneys general are suing President Trump to stop the White House task force known as DOGE from accessing Treasury Department records. The suit, filed in federal court in New York City, claims the unfettered access to sensitive personal data by Elon Musk's team at DOGE violates federal law. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Elon Musk, who's a special government employee, has said that he wants to save the U.S. government billions of dollars. He's hoping to do that over the next several months with this title that he's been given there at the White House. He's not receiving any money for this role, but he has wide latitude to go after wasteful government spending.
President Trump says some of the FBI agents who worked on the January 6th investigation will soon be fired.
We have some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
New court filings show the Justice Department and a group of unnamed FBI agents reached an agreement in which the government said it would not disclose a list of agents' names that was compiled by the FBI and given to the DOJ unless the agents are given 2 days' notice. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month, but the jobless rate fell to 4% to start 2025. Economists had expected about 170,000 new jobs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Actor Wendell Pierce has accomplished much in his career. He says it all started in his hometown of New Orleans.
It was like a Black Mayberry, and the first Black mayor came out of there, the first Black DA, lawyers, doctors, postal workers, maintenance men. That was the community I grew up in. It was absolutely wonderful.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Many sports fans have superstitions, especially when a Super Bowl is at stake. KYW's Dan Mica catches up with Eagles fans.
Go Birds!
When it comes to winning or losing on Sunday, maybe, just maybe, the Eagles' fate will be determined by what you wear or what you eat on game day.
The hats, just all the time, just wear the hats.
I have to wear my Eagles jersey, of course. Beyond that, I have to drink a beer.
We walk down South Street, we go to gyms, we get one whiz wit, and so far, so good.
And for longtime Eagles fan Jeff and his daughters, if things go poorly, it's important to mix things up.
You gotta, like, maybe switch to a different TV or go to the neighbor's house.
And if that doesn't work, how about some help from the locals down in the Big Easy?
What about a voodoo doll of Patrick Mahomes?
To try it, I mean,
that's a good idea. I'm happy to stick a pin in it.
Dan Mica, CBS News, Philadelphia.
A violin made by Antonio Stradivari sells for $11.3 million at auction, short of estimates that would have made it the most expensive instrument ever sold at auction. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. Currently it's 26.
WRJN.
make me. Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can finally cry all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
Johnson Park. local news, and timeless hits.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Always magic in the air.
my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
Years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
windswept lady. Cruise the night, the waves, the sand. Green eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
You miss me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the post side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the post side of town.
Oh, Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Oh,
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Down!
Over you. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance and ending the daily intelligence briefings. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says the briefings are often offered as a courtesy.
Former presidents that are receiving it, we know, are former President Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama. So it's not unusual for a former president to receive those briefings, but it kind of continues a tit-for-tat started by President Biden back in 2021, where he said that President Trump could not receive any of these daily intelligence briefings.
The Justice Department agrees not to publicly reveal the names of FBI agents who worked on January 6th cases. CBS's Erica Brown on what President Trump has to say about agents.
Some FBI agents say they're worried they'll be fired for doing their job.
I'll fire some of them because some of them were corrupt. I have no doubt about that. We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone or they will be gone.
Fever, chills, and body aches, those symptoms are being felt during another wave of influenza. CBS's Alexander Tin.
This winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at the highest level it has been on record since the peak of the 2009 swine flu pandemic. That's according to figures updated this week by the CDC, tracking visits to outpatient providers like urgent cares and doctor's offices.
Health officials are also watching a different kind of flu. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports on the preemptive action against bird flu being taken by the governor of New York.
This live poultry market in Queens, New York is one of about 80 that were ordered temporarily shut down by Governor Kathy Hochul, sending some customers